Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting second. The left fielder, Ali Clark. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Brissy. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lou Brissy. And now, play ball. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into left field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boudreau scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Guerra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Majeski. Doby moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is called out on strikes. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Boone fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vallow. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Vallow steals second. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is called out on strikes. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra strikes out. One out. Lou Brissy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brissy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost strikes out. The ball gets by Hegan. He chases the ball to the backstop. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Moses reaches second base with a double. Joost goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Athletics. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Gordon fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doby for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Majeski is called out on strikes. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vallow moves to second. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 1 in the game. Guerra is walked intentionally. Lou Brissy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brissy is 0 for 1 in the game. Brissy hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Joost. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Joost steals second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fain strikes out. Hegan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Fain out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joost moves to third. Chapman moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Vallow hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-1, Athletics. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boudreau fields the ball and throws to Lemon covering. Safe. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Guerra strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner strikes out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Brissy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brissy is 0 for 2 in the game. Brissy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Joost hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Fain takes first base on ball 4. Moses moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moses scores. Fain moves to third. Chapman moves to second. It's 6-1, Athletics. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Majeski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. Kennedy reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Berardino pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a line drive into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kennedy scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Athletics. Bobby Avila pinch hits for Bob Lemon. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Tresh now catching. Sam Zoldak now pitching. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Vallow hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Fox bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Vallow moves to second. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Guerra hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vallow scores. It's 7-2, Athletics. Lou Brissy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brissy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brissy bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Guerra moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 3 in the game. with a walk. Joost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Guerra scores. It's 8-2, Athletics. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-3 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-3 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Fain is called out on strikes. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Majeski takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zaldak fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Majeski moves to second. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox misplays the ball. That's an error on Fox. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doby moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-3 in the game. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got one RBI. Kennedy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brissy fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Shibe Park in Philadelphia.